Kobe's doing the honors.
Nice.
And Dustin's in the building.
Big
Anything
pressure.
Can happen.
Anything.
Big pressure.
And we are live.
Wait, are we really?
Are we? Really?
Wait.
No, I don't buy it.
You said Colby was doing the honors.
Wait. So we're live?
Are we actually live right now?
Yes.
We're not.
There's no way.
No, we're not.
This thing hasn't updated yet.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
Well, thanks for joining. We weren't sure if we were live or not, so I hope it's been an entertaining start. Well,
yeah, first of all, Colby, if you're going to do the honors, we need you to, like, give us something.
First person in the room, 00.
I will defend Colby.
Great to see you,
Matt. I don't know how, like, obvious we could be by saying we're live.
But I thought Colby was going to say, and I can't see her.
I was expecting, I don't know, like a signal or like a code word or something to know that
so
we were going to be live.
So go live is a little bit too...
Yeah,
that's too
not
vague.
Obvious
that could be could be a number of things. How when you say we're live, how do I know you're talking about the live show we're about to start? Tim's.
Action?
Hacksaw.
Yeah, action. I want action
sure.
next time.
Hacksaw Jim Thuggin.
Poor Jim. Jim's like, what?
Yeah,
he's tired of us. welcome to the show. We're off to a great start. I don't feel good about it. But we just came back from Homestead.
Who are we?
Homestead. We're going to Homestead.
Who are we?
We just came back from Vegas. Andrew Curlin, Dalton Greco, Travis Rockhold.
Alex Timms and Colby Bass.
Alex Timms, Colby Bass in the studio. Colby is switching the shots today. So if you punch into like my close-up right here, that's Colby doing that. And then she'll go to the wide, and that's Colby doing that there. Nobody cares.
No. Yeah.
What'd you all think of Vegas?
I mean, I watched some of it. I didn't get a chance to watch all of it, but it was interesting.
You know, like that painting, that drawing of the horse, how it progressively gets worse.
Yeah,
that's what
the head is like. Super detailed, and the back is just like a line.
It's like one of those.
The first half of the race, I think, was the better part, and then as it progressively got on, the race got more boring.
Mm.
And then Seabell tried to make it interesting at the end, but.
Yeah.
It was, I voted yes as was it a good race, but it wasn't like, man, did you see that race? It was like, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a standard race. I don't think it was good or bad. I think it was just
And there's nothing wrong when you have a driver that has a great car and goes out there and does what Larson did.
I feel like Vegas was, I mean, Riley Herbst dominated the Xfinity race. Ooh. It was kind of just full of dominating performances.
Yeah.
Holly asked for a shout out in the YouTube chat.
Well,
so hello, Holly. How are you doing?
Someone said Vegas was a solid 7.5 out of 10.
Okay, that's a good...
Yeah.
I feel like that's not a bad grade for watching that type of race.
I feel like it's a little high, but not by much.
Here's how I interpreted Vegas. A lot happened, but then at the same time, nothing happened. And here's what I mean about that. Like, when I'm trying to come up with DBC topics, to spot on, spot off, debate topics, like, a lot happened. Kyle Larson advanced, Chris Revell almost didn't make it. But there wasn't anything super controversial,
because Larson had an incredible save. We could have lost
it. Yeah, it was pretty nuts.
Bell
almost tracked him down.
Bell didn't do anything, though, when he got to his bumper. He could have. So there was some moments, but like...
I don't really know if Bell could have done... I mean, he could have completely cleaned him out, but I don't know if he could have like moved him without putting like Kyle Larson in...
Mm-hmm.
In a situation, what happened with him and Bubba last year.
Also, potentially putting himself in a bad spot, too.
That's what I mean. I don't think that there was really... I know a lot of people were saying, man, Bell took it easy on him. I mean, he hit his bumper. If you watch the onboard, he hits him, tries to get him loose, just doesn't happen.
Bell also had to finish, like you're saying.
Yeah,
like,
if he wrecks,
then it doesn't... It's all for nothing.
He needed 100 more feet. He needed the finish line to be like Talladega down the dog leg.
Do you think his... Sorry, I'm reading the YouTube chat and trying to think of what I'm saying at the same time. Someone commented on my laugh. I missed the comment, but they said I can't remember what it was. What the hell is that? Do you think Bell truly missed his best shot to get in because he was disappointed after the fact? But y'all gotta remember, he freaking won Martinsville last year at backs against the wall twice, and he advanced to the championship four. So I think his run is far from done.
He's two back.
He's also not a slouch at Homestead.
I know. Like, so maybe that's just one of those things where he gets out of the car and he's dejected. He's immediately thinking only about Vegas and doesn't really have a good idea of how capable he truly is.
Probably.
At Homestead and at Martinsville. So Kyle asked how the next level interview went with the MMA fighter. Are we sharing who it was?
We've already said the name.
No, we haven't said the name.
We literally said it on Dirty Mo Live.
No. Mike said it was with an MMA fighter, she, but he never said her name.
No.
The name came up.
Her
name came up?
Was said.
All right. Misha Tate was awesome.
Yeah.
She was fantastic. I think we're gonna start dropping that after the season, I think.
Yeah.
It's just with all the chaos of the rest of the year.
We're gonna let NASCAR play out, and then the rest of the off season.
What a conversation! I mean, she was like, the word we look for is like vulnerable. If you're willing to truly go and be honest with yourself and give some good insightful answers, that was one of the most insightful people I've ever interviewed. Like, she really knows herself well. She's very reflective. She's in a great spot in her career. And in life where she can be, I mean, I listened to it and I'm like, damn, I could take some of her life lessons that she's learned. I'm going to apply it to myself. So it was some great stuff. Did I get choked at 00S? No, I did not.
Why?
We didn't have time.
That should have been the first thing.
I know.
Should have been the first thing. Anyway,
hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you. Can you choke me out?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but seriously, like, she was awesome. So I can't wait for that to drop. Someone, I'm behind on the YouTube chat, so I see everyone's comments coming in. The figure eight. Okay, I see it now from Dak. Have you heard of the World Figure Eight Championships at Indianapolis Speedrome in Indianapolis? I've not heard of that.
I didn't know the Indianapolis Speedrome was in Indianapolis.
I haven't heard of the figure eight. I don't really. What like series is that? I need to ask Dak that.
Is that the cars with like the wings in the middle of it? You know, they're like the modifieds. They have the big wing that just sticks up. It's really weird looking.
I think figure eight racing is like you're on a team of four, and three cars. Their only job is to wreck the others, and then like it's that lead car has to complete four laps. And basically, like there's one guy on offense, three guys on defense. If that makes sense.
We should get a team.
Oh,
it's like Rocket League.
Yeah, we can get some. Let's get a Dirty Mo Figure Eight team going.
I want to do the Dips. 24 hours of lemons.
Wait, I'm thinking that's a demolition derby, not figure eight racing.
I don't know what you're talking about at this point.
Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, but
24 hours of lemons looks cool too.
I would like to do that.
That would be super fun.
I think that would be so much
fun. Where do they do that?
There's an organization that does it, and they go to like a bunch of different tracks. Yeah. I think one of them's Road Atlanta, VIR.
Yeah.
There's
one in the Chicagoland area I went to once.
Whatever
and it was
saying,
super cool event.
Whatever saying Dak doesn't agree with. He said no.
Oh, we said
that
something
wrong. That
was
probably me saying it was
then I was describing a demolition derby. Not figure eight.
Ooh, here's an idea. Dalton, can you try to choke out Curlin?
Yes. No. Let's do it.
HR is like literally right above us right now.
She's right upstairs. She wouldn't be able to do that. Just so you know, I am a Celsius into the day. This is going to be all over the place. Just me hosting it. I just hope you are ready for that. Okay?
Unbelievable.
I'm in one of those moods.
You're in one of those moods without any sort of energy change.
So just get ready. My attention span is going to be really short today.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, today it is? Not.
Yeah, just today. I guess, in general it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, if someone comments something in the YouTube chat, it's going to be hard for me to ignore it.
Yeah.
Basically, is what I'm saying. Let's get back to NASCAR before I get us back on track again.
You mean off track?
Yeah, that's right. Where are we going from here? Kyle Larson. Like, does he have a significant leg up over the rest of the field? I mean, we have this conversation every year with the guy who wins the first race in the round of eight. He's got two extra weeks to prepare for the championship race. Like, where do you think Larson stands and stacks up just against himself at Phoenix? Like, we've seen him win a championship there. We've seen him lose a championship there. Like, is this looking like it's a Kyle Larson year? He's the guy to beat.
Yeah.
You think so?
He's got 2 weeks now. Where yes, that team is gonna be working on the car for Miami. They're gonna be working on the car for Martinsville. But there can be 30 minutes one day where they're like, you know what? Let's go work on the Phoenix car. mm-hmm. or there's some sim time where he can do, like, him and Cliff Daniels, his crew chief, can spend a little extra time on Phoenix. There, you know, it's on Actions Detrimental, I compared it to, like, college football. You have a cupcake, and then the next week you have, like, a big game coming up. You're going to game plan for that cupcake, but you're going to not give as much time to it. And that's what he's got now. And also, mentally, for the next 2 weeks, he's not stressed.
Yeah. I think it's a matter of momentum, right? How big of a sport is NASCAR in terms of momentum?
Right.
And I think it's a big momentum game going into the championship race. So it's like, do you still emphasize Homestead and Martinsville, just trying to build your mojo up into that Phoenix race? Do you? I mean, like, I guess where's the balance there?
You know, what I'll say is I don't necessarily think that the advantage is as big as we think it is. Like, I mean, they can work on the car a little bit more for sure, but Phoenix isn't really a track, in my opinion, where, and this car isn't really a car where you can kind of over-engineer it to, so, I mean, they, like, the sim thing is a great argument, but I feel like the car, not so much. One, because the short track package is nothing short of just crap right now, and two, I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot. Like, we saw Chase Elliott was doing really well a couple years ago and gets cleaned out by Ross Chastain. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't think that it's just, like, this overwhelming advantage for him. And if he does take it a little bit easy, let's say someone like Martin Truex Jr. gets hot at Homestead in Martinsville and he goes into Phoenix, you know, 10 feet tall. Did Kyle Larson, you know, go too early? Was it too much? Like, do you want – I know that's
so – like, it's a fair –
you know, crazy argument to make, like, did he win too early? But
I don't really know how much momentum plays into it, because, like, you look at last year going into Phoenix, I feel like the biggest storylines were Ross Chastain made that unbelievable move to advance his way in, and Christopher Bell once again won another race to advance into the championship race. Meanwhile, the eventual champion, Joey Logano, not to say he was kind of in the back half of the conversations leading that week, but he was not the biggest storyline going
race
into the championship.
But what race of that round did he win?
Did he win a race last year in the round of eight? I can't remember if he did.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
So again, like...
No.
He won Vegas.
He won Vegas.
He won Vegas. Yeah.
And that's my point.
Mm. Okay.
He won Vegas. Didn't have to worry.
So again, so that plays into my point then. Is momentum more valuable or the extra time? You know, like, Bell and Chastain had the momentum, but Logano had the extra time last year.
Yeah, Logano, but I think the Chastain momentum was a different kind. It was, he threw a Hail Mary.
Yeah.
And that's not the
fine. Then Christopher Bell momentum.
Yeah, that's not the same as, like,
the Chastain thing was like the wild card winning on a Hail Mary, and they have to go play the 2007 New England Patriots.
Yes.
Like, they're, I'm sorry. Like, he was just, I didn't really see there being a chance for Chastain.
Now, the area that you can't kind of relax on, and I don't think it will because Hendrick's pit crews are really good, but Kyle Larson's pit crew can't relax because they're in. Because if
you got to stay sharp.
If you have one bad pit stop, it can linger. It can carry on. And the last thing they want to do is in Martinsville kind of be thinking, oh, we're on to Phoenix, and then you have a bad pit stop
so
or
then,
two. And
on that same breath, how is Kyle Larson, the crew guys, the guys on the top of the pit box, any different than the members of the pit crew in terms of needing to stay sharp?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think it's Cliff Daniels. I think he just stays. He is just like he, like, just stays sharp. Like, I don't.
I think pressure's off. You can dive into Phoenix, but
it's the
hell. Try and go win these next two.
I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like the pressure is what, like, I mean, they say, like, pressure is what builds, like, diamonds and greatness.
But, like, is it almost good to feel comfortable for the next 2 weeks and then return back to the ultimate
pressure?
Because
it allows them in race this weekend to make decisions where they're not worried that, like, I think Martin Truex and James Small, I think James Small pressed last week because I think he was nervous, and Cliff Daniels can make decisions not worrying that if it backfires.
Kyle Larson is a generational talent. He's the best driver in the world to hold a steering wheel right now.
That's what Martha in Miami just said.
I will stand by that. But what I will say is I'm not afraid of the dog that's already been fed. I'm afraid of the dog that still needs to eat. So yeah. Like,
so Denny yeah. Hamlin is who you're afraid of right
so,
now.
So, and then that goes to someone in the, I want to go to Denny Hamlin next. Sorry,
that's
I didn't
a,
mean to cut
a,
you
no,
off,
no, no.
But
a,
that was your point.
That's a hell of a saying.
I like I that. I you just, no, no way Arthur, you just came up with it.
Can Arthur? You research if that's a saying,
damn,
people?
That's impressive.
But if not, I will, that was.
Tell you what.
So
this
the saying,
is
what was the
saying?
Long. What was the saying?
I'm not afraid of the dog that's already been fed. I'm afraid of the dog that's yet to eat.
Okay.
Man, that's.
Damn.
Put on a shirt.
I'm gonna get that embroidered on a pillow.
Get that tattooed.
Yeah, like crocheted with a little like thing. Yeah, my grandma made that. She's
like, like, my God. She's kind of dark.
Oh, double O brings up a good point. Atlanta Braves had a little break.
Exactly. Like that's a great
it's always,
point.
It's always rest.
I mean, hell,
rest.
Like Truex has been comfortable.
He
this
hasn't
whole
been
time.
No, he has not been comfortable.
Well, I'm saying like Truex has had the biggest. You know, he's had the first round bye, the second round bye, but like. He's been struggling this whole time. Not to say that winning the regular season championship was a curse, because it's obviously helped him, but can you afford to be too comfortable in the playoffs? Righteous Minds Comedy asks, is Travis going to be disappointed when Denny doesn't make it into the championship race?
Who said this?
Righteous Minds Comedy.
Hey, Righteous. He's going to get in and win, so zip it.
So let's talk about Denny. I mean, right now he's plus two, but... I love his Homestead stats. I feel like he's super solid in Martinsville. Like, Vegas, again, Vegas wasn't his best showing, but everyone still finished within the top, 11?
He also said going into it, Vegas is like his Kansas 2.0. It takes some time to get in it, and that's kind of what happened. And he probably should have finished a little higher, but, you know, some bad restarts, and they made a change at the end with the car. He still got, 10th, like, and, like...
The thing that's so
He had the lead at one point, and then he got a caution, and it just...
And Dale Jr. made a great point about this in the post-race show, is you have to be more than perfect to make it to the championship mm-hmm. four. Like, the field is just too damn good. I mean, we mentioned it even on DBC. Like, you can run in the top 10 both stages, have a top 10 finish, and lose ground on your competitors because other guys are finishing the top 5 in both stages, winning the race. Like, it is that tight right now. And I feel like Denny, like William Byron, Tyler Reddick, guys who had good runs at Vegas relative to the rest of the field, relative to what you would say a good run is, getting out of the car, talking to media, and being disappointed for the first time, I think, all playoffs. I saw William Byron give an interview where I saw he was vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So I think it's interesting. It speaks to how tight this playoff field is right now. But you feel good about Denny Hamlin, I guess, is where I'm all coming around.
I got no worries about him. He seemed calm, and so, like...
Yeah, Denny does. He's, like, walking with a little bit of swagger right now, which I love.
Martha said that.
She's just taking all the words.
She literally just said that.
I swear I did
Denny
not.
Denny got that swagger.
I bet you Martha had the dog saying, too.
Out.
She probably did.
She absolutely did.
No, like, but, you know. Martha.
I want to know, is Martha going to the
You know what's funny is
race?
I'm from Miami, too. So, Martha, okay. I guess it's just a Miami connection.
I miss going to Miami.
But no, I
freaking love that
He finished 10th, you know. I'd say it's probably that was probably a disappointing finish, but I think he's fine. Like, he knows, like...
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think Denny's... I don't want to say anything because I'm superstitious in a way, but, like, I don't think Denny necessarily has much to worry about.
Say he's going
to
suck, because isn't that how it works for you if you say
yeah,
they suck?
Yeah, Denny's
going
to finish 14th in both races.
I don't think a driver wants you to pick them for
I know.
Our...
Yeah, I know.
Live picks, though. You have not had a good go.
I have not. No, I had a guy finish 34th. Another guy finished 19th.
I'll give you a dollar to not pick Denny.
I'm not going to pick Denny. But the thing of it is, he's very good at Homestead. He's got multiple Martinsville clocks at his house. I'm not worried if I'm Denny, I'm confident going into Homestead and Martinsville, and I'm really thinking about Phoenix, man, because I don't know what it's going to look like there. And I mean, you've got to outperform. The one thing I will say about Kyle Larson, to kind of go back on what I'm saying, is he is consistent. Like, I know this year he hasn't necessarily been, but when it comes to these like clutch moments where he has to perform, he typically does. He doesn't stray far from the top five or so.
Double O brought up a good point. Truex is rooting for rain on Sunday, so they race on Monday.
Well, you know why they call it Martinsville.
Yeah.
You know?
Martin Monday.
Yeah. Martin on Monday.
You know, Miami's beautiful. It reminds me of like a Hawaii type vibe that we're getting. Did you know that laughing too loudly in Hawaii is illegal? They only allow a low ha.
You're such an idiot.
Mm. Have you been to Hawaii?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, like, this whole time I'm like, what's the joke?
Because that was Holly's joke.
Because
that
they don't
Holly's
give
joke.
Off the same vibes.
I knew it was coming.
Damn. It's these forced... I'm just not good at reading
jokes. All day long
jokes.
Upstairs, you crack me up.
Gosh,
it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so it's ridiculous.
You got to do some of your own material. Like the joke you did in Vegas, your opener or whatever was hilarious.
Coming out.
Can't repeat it.
Yeah.
You didn't buy a ticket.
Not because it was uncensored or whatever. Sent, you know.
So who is nervous?
I mean.
Everybody?
I think if everybody but Kyle Larson.
Yeah.
Seriously, I mean, like +9 is nowhere to be mm-mm. safe.
Especially
it's
with
almost
stage
like,
points.
I almost feel like the
that's
guys
a bad
that
pit stop.
The guys that aren't necessarily nervous are like Blaney. Even though Blaney's -17, but like Buescher.
Yeah, because you're just throwing
I feel
it
like
all.
Is just gonna be.
You know where you stand. Well,
see, yeah,
and that's what happened with Buescher. He didn't get stage points, and that's where you really can just dig your hole.
Mm-hmm. Can't break Greco.
Nope.
Here's the thing, though.
No
one
has yet.
I've been breaking Greco all
it's
damn
not,
day.
It's not breaking him if he's...
I want to break you.
Don't.
In half.
No. HR, she's upstairs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Blaney could have been in a win-or-go-home mode.
That's the thing is you don't have to think about, oh, am I going to... No, you're going for
Blaney went
win.
From 17 back to 56 back.
Back
to 17.
Back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, what the hell was that all about? Did anybody ever actually figure that out?
So it was something with the template.
Oh, thanks, John Madden.
I mean, I understand, but like, how does it get messed up for one guy? And then there's this whole like, the shock is too.
But
and also, another thing.
Others.
Props to NASCAR for making the ultimate right call.
I'm with you, but
you know?
Me, I'm salty because on Monday I plan all my content around biggest thing, the biggest storyline from Sunday. Ryan Blaney gets DQ'd. I put out all of our content that's like, oh, this is big, blah, blah, blah. And literally 5 minutes later, NASCAR comes out and is like, never mind. No, we messed up. I'm like, son of a gun.
Bozy on Twitter did do a good explanation, but I didn't understand. It was too much detail for me.
Well, one of the things that I was kind of, I guess I would say, annoyed by a little bit by Denny's podcast when I was listening to was when you guys were asking him, well, what does that do? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, you don't know what a shock
No, but he was talking about,
I don't know. Like, I feel like.
Leave him alone.
I feel like didn't even flinch.
I feel like it could be pretty easy to explain. I mean, maybe, and, you know, I would like to hear it from him. If a shock is lower, does it, you know, cut more air out from the top? Like, what, like, explain it in that way.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
This is ridiculous. You guys are just like school children.
But you know the best part about Blaney winning or being reinstated? Another victory for me, boys.
Yeah, should we get to that? Should we get to there's Righteous.
Hey, Righteous.
Comedy.
I love Norm McDonald.
Hey, Righteous. Who do you think your four are that are going to make it in then? If Denny's not making it in.
Yeah.
Let's see what you got.
Should we get to our DBC style picks
yep.
going into Homestead? Who do y'all have winning Homestead? I feel like it's between two guys.
Yeah, put it in the chat.
But I want to hear in the chat
who
who's
do
your
you
pick?
Think is going to take the checkered flag.
Yeah, and you can
Homestead.
Maybe help us out. So just to recap, last week Dalton picked Tyler Reddick, who finished eighth.
It's my best finish yet.
Woo! Yes,
and I still
and you
finished
third
well
out of all
done.
Of us.
Yeah,
I picked William Byron, who finished seventh, and Travis won that week by picking Ryan Blaney, who finished sixth. So sixth, seventh, eighth. We were all there
winner,
together,
winner,
so.
Blaney,
that means Dalton,
Byron,
you,
Larson,
you.
Larson, Truex. Means I get to pick first, right?
Yes, yeah. You get to pick first.
Larson. Keep it going. I want to see.
Damn.
Because I'm not 100% sure yet.
Really?
No, I'm 100% sure.
Okay, so.
Reddick or Larson, T-Rex roar.
And Dalton, just for people paying attention at home, we do it DBC pick style. So, like, once you pick a driver, you cannot pick them again. So you cannot pick Blaney, Buescher, Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Kozlowski, and Tyler Reddick.
So I'm realizing now that I saved too much. I have plenty of gas to finish.
Now, for the record, Curlin.
Let's see if you can.
Before he picks, we each have nailed one correct.
If winners,
yes,
right?
One winner.
I picked Tyler Reddick to win Kansas, and you picked William Byron to win Texas.
Now,
well,
we got a commercial.
We got a commercial coming up on our. But for the record, we each have one right. If Dalton were to nail the next two, he's in the lead. I think the points are a tiebreaker. The person with the most accurate wins should be the winner.
I mean, there's an argument there that if I pick the first place finisher in the next,
if he nails the next two or three, he should be the winner. Right. As much as I hate to say it.
We'll see. So I think I saved a little bit too much because I've got some heavy hitters.
Ooh, I'll trade you.
So I've got
Dylan, if you give
I feel like you have an obvious pick here.
Going down the list of people I haven't picked yet, just from the top, Larson, Byron, Truex, Denny, Bell, and that's it. So the top five. So I've got a lot of weapons with three races left. But I think it is just a asinine move to pick anyone other than Kyle Larson at Homestead.
I mean,
so the number five car will be in victory
lane. Kyle Larson.
Andrew's saying Larsick, Reddick, Bell, and Blaney.
So I cannot.
Well, that would be, I mean, three of those guys are below the cut line right now.
It's going to be interesting. And one guy's already advanced. So basically, we're going to flip the cut line.
Oof.
All the guys in right now are going to be out.
That means we had some amazing races.
Bell, Byron, Reddick is what Righteous Minds Comedy said is his champ four,
okay.
Plus obviously Kyle Larson. Going to Miami, I cannot pick Larson or Tyler Reddick, which means I've got to go kind of to the drawing board, but I love my pick. I'm going with Denny Hamlin this week. 18 starts, 3 poles, 3 wins, an average finish of 9.8, which is the second best among the top 8 playoff drivers. Give me Denny. I feel really good about that.
I would have picked Justin Haley, but he's still not on my list.
Yeah, he's not on your
and
list. You didn't want to pick Toaster Oven?
I was going to go for Toaster Oven, but you know what? I didn't want to get burnt.
Hey, yeah, and 8.
Come on. That was come on. You know, you can't just blow right by that.
I'm not laughing at your jokes if you're not laughing at mine.
That was good, though.
I didn't pick the toaster oven because I didn't want to get burnt.
Nice.
Yeah, whatever. Freaking.
Do you like toast?
Yeah.
Nice.
No, I'm lactose intolerant.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, it was awful. All right.
So I'm down to Buescher, Hamlin, and Larson.
I guess you can't pick Larson or Hamlin.
You should have known. If something popped up
else.
In the YouTube chat, I tune out and I read it.
Yeah.
Okay? So. Yeah.
I mean, I think.
By the way, he laughed at that, everybody.
Yep,
got him. I got him.
I could pick someone
I'm
else.
Throwing this away.
I don't need to pick someone that's in the playoffs, though.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Go ahead. I'm not going to say anything. Oh, wait. Never mind. Because you can't pick Larson or Reddick.
Wait, but how do I only have three left? Did you pick some?
I picked Elliott, Chase Elliott. And I picked Keselowski and Bush at the beginning.
You picked Elliott's where the you have an extra one at. I think we'll just do it. Chris Buescher.
Well, don't say it like that.
Chris Bush? Wow.
I don't think he's going to win, but I can't pick Denny. I can't pick Kyle. And I think it's going to be a playoff.
What about like Ty Gibbs?
Yeah. I'll let you pick Toaster Oven if you want.
I don't know. Someone else who's Harvick.
No, Harvick's not.
Harvick's not a bad pick there. Yeah, better than Buescher, I think. I don't know.
Keselowski.
But watch. I think,
but Eric Jones.
But here's
everybody.
The thing is Keselowski's going to help Buescher.
Kyle Busch. Wait, do you have Truex? You don't have Truex.
No.
I was going to say Truex would be a good pick.
Alex Bowman.
Bart said, I just jinxed my Iron Man this weekend by picking Denny Hamlin.
Why?
I don't know.
How'd that jinx your Iron Man?
I don't know. Just bad
that
luck,
makes zero
bad
sense.
Pick.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with picking Denny Hamlin. Watch, he's going to win.
Chris
win Martinsville.
Buescher, the pusher. But he was pushed to two.
Has
anyway.
Anyone gotten a stick of deodorant
Chris
for the
Buescher.
Big stink yet?
The big stink. You remember that?
No. What is that?
There was a comment from the big stink one time.
Oh! Yeah, like a few weeks ago or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, the big stink.
Yeah, all right. I don't like my pick at all.
I feel pretty good.
And I can't change it.
For once. I think, thank you, Johnny Frisbee.
Wait, he just said Dalton
with
no other.
Yeah, look at the comment.
Yeah, who do you think has the best pick?
I thought he was
For
saying,
someone that reads the YouTube chat.
Unbelievable.
I thought he was saying you were
Larson,
the big stink.
Hamlin wins the rest of the races this year.
Who says that?
That's a lot.
Who said that? I want to applaud
JGR
them.
For life.
Yeah, no crap. Martin Truex is good at Homestead and Alex Bowman, yeah.
So Truex is good at Homestead as
you
well.
You have Hamlin still left, right?
Uh-huh.
You have Larson still left?
I don't have Larson.
Ooh, so I have Larson and Hamlin mm-hmm. left.
Mm-hmm. I have Denny, Truex, William Byron, and
I'll
Christopher
be honest,
Bell.
Like, after now getting rid of Denny Hamlin, I feel like I know who my Martinsville pick would be looking at my list. But then for Phoenix, I don't know.
Denny Hamlin's going to be mine.
Oh, never mind. Never mind. I'm not going to say anything.
What if I finish behind you at Martinsville and take Denny for Phoenix?
Then I have Larson.
Andrew, get some glasses. Listen, the TV is really far away.
It's not.
So I have to, like, if you see me, like, really trying to read and squint, and I'm not pointing at any camera. I'm pointing at the TV, which is right there. It's kind of far away.
Like, I mean, I
feel like I can make out most of what I do. Probably need glasses, though, actually.
I can
read it
just fine.
So why am I even trying to defend myself?
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah. Mondays. Huh. Let's go.
So stupid.
Got him.
That does not count.
It's so stupid.
He freaking laughed. How does that? Yeah. How does that not count? You're broken, man. You're so broken.
How'd you know? I got you.
All right. Well, it's not a game. It's not like you're trying to get me. I'm just trying to get you. I hope you don't feel safe at work is basically what I'm trying to
make. I don't.
The point I'm
never.
Trying to make.
I never do. Every day I just walk in like, what the hell is going to happen today?
Imagine working in the room with them.
Yeah.
Well. What else we got? Anything?
We can talk about some of the shows that came out.
We had some shows come out.
Is it Regan or Reagan Smith?
Regan.
Okay, I've heard people pronounce it different ways.
You know, I should have looked at the model before I made my predictions. I screwed up.
That's too late.
It's
Ronald,
not too late.
Ronald Reagan Smith.
Ronald Reagan. Yeah. They should, him and Kyle Busch should run for president. It'd be Reagan Bush.
Yeah. Reagan.
Reagan Bush.
Anyways, yeah.
That's not who did that.
Most of these picks I couldn't
make
anyways.
Richard Nixon did that. Reagan.
Yeah, oh I can say for gosh. Anybody now. I can just say for anybody. Martin Van Buren.
Yeah. Millard Fillmore.
Millard Fillmore.
Oh, my gosh. I can't stand this guy. Yeah, Regan was on DBC.
He was.
How was that?
He was awesome, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, he replaced Brett, which is even better. No. No, it was good to have him.
Wait, was Brett really on the pod or not?
Brett
no,
was
he wasn't.
Not.
Okay.
Brett was not.
Shows I didn't listen.
But I love when you can get some of these guys that are mostly just reporters. Like, Regan Smith is a pit reporter. Most of the time you hear his voice, he is sharing the facts and that's it.
Yep.
Kind of same with Bob Pockers.
Right.
So when you can have him on a show like DBC and hear their opinions,
yeah.
I love getting their insight, and he did a great job just, you know, jumping right in, and it was good to hear his thoughts on the sport in general, the race at Vegas, so I enjoyed having him
on. Yeah, and yeah, listen to Denny. Denny was great.
We got an explanation on why he wore a fire suit to Travis Scott concert.
I gotta say, you know, that was pretty cool.
Like, if you were to look at him, you're like, dang, he's probably a NASCAR driver. Like, he's wearing a freaking fire suit.
Oh, if I saw someone wearing a fire suit, I'd be like, no way that guy's a NASCAR driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No way.
Really?
Like, no one would do that.
Because you're like, why would a driver be wearing a fire suit?
I don't know. I feel like you kind of forget that they would wear normal clothes. And then...
What?
Like, I don't know. It would make sense. It would be fitting to see Denny wearing a fire suit.
You forget that drivers wear actual clothes?
I don't know, because, like, most of the time, you see a driver in their fire suit at the track. Like, that's most of the time you see pictures of them, you see videos of them. So it's like Denny Hamlin wearing a fire suit, no matter where he is. Like, oh, yeah, that makes him super recognizable.
Yeah.
It's a NASCAR driver right there.
I thought it was really cool. I have made the motion, and I've shared it with people within our doors.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
No.
Don't say it.
No, not that thing. The other thing. The other thing that I want Denny to do.
I have no idea. Either
save
thing
it all. Don't.
That you're talking all right, about.
Fine. Don't. I'll save it. I've got what? Big ideas
yeah,
for Denny.
I know. That's fine.
Okay.
Oh,
and I want him to do these things. I'm just saying. I have big ideas.
That was very good thought you put together there.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Anyways.
Dirty Mode Dough tomorrow.
Dirty Mode Dough tomorrow. Speed Street will be coming out later. Dale is back. He's been gone for 2 weeks. That helps me because all my social numbers look better whenever Dale's on our stuff. So
Johnny Morris this week.
And Johnny Morris. Man, I got to talk with him for a little bit while he was waiting.
Yeah, I saw y'all were walking around the shop with him before he came in.
He is just the nicest guy.
That's cool.
It was so cool, man. Like,
nicer than me?
Just to think. Oh,
dude. That's not hard.
It's I could. Anybody could walk in here.
Double O in the chat is way nicer than you. Martha in Miami is way nicer than you. Like, yeah.
Jeff Gordon's nicer than you.
Yeah. I guess when I say that, though, I'm not saying that Double O and Martha in Miami are mean. I guess that's maybe what it sounded like. I'm not
that
saying that. I'm just saying Travis is a bad person. That's what I'm trying to get at.
Johnny.
You're.
No, he's not.
All right. I'll just be quiet because you're trying to actually make a point here.
Johnny Morris is cool because, and the clip's out right now. I just posted it before we went live, but he started his store as one shelf in his dad's liquor store in Missouri. So it was one shelf of bait and tackle, and he's grown into this huge.
Really?
Yes.
Does Bass Pro, are they the one that have the pyramid in Memphis?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
so
it's got
good.
An aquarium inside of it. You can stay there. Like, there's multiple resorts. He's turned this, like, sporting goods store into a, like, lifestyle.
Could you imagine you go to Memphis, you're like, where are you staying? Oh, I'm staying at the Bass Pro Shops.
At the pyramid. It's in Missouri.
I thought it was in Memphis.
Memphis, I think it's
Tennessee.
In Missouri.
The pyramid's in Memphis.
It's in
Tennessee.
Memphis?
His
headquarters is in Missouri.
Yeah,
Travis is right again.
Springfield, Missouri is the headquarters. That's right. The flagship store is in Springfield, yeah.
I'm getting him confused. But yes, the pyramid is in Memphis. It's where the Grizzlies used to play, I think.
Yeah, their first season in Memphis, they played there. First or second, yeah.
I'm listening to Alex. I'm not listening to you.
They still play in Memphis. What are you talking about?
They don't play at the pyramid anymore.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a Bass Pro Shops in there.
The one in Missouri.
Wait, are we talking about the pyramid in Vegas?
I think it's like the fourth biggest pyramid in the world or something like that.
Hey, speaking of Vegas, even though no one brought it up but me, did you know that's home of the original Eiffel Tower?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Stop.
Tim's just looking at me so annoyed.
I can't.
He's so annoyed.
You're just spreading false information.
Look at Travis.
Yeah, it's just.
Oh, man. I'm just going to start bringing up things out of, like, completely unprompted and saying, hey, speaking of.
Yeah.
And just, like, no one mentioned it.
You pretty much do that already.
Yeah, that's
you're
just
right.
How you live your life.
Guys, like I said.
Are you ready
you for gotta,
you gotta I was going to ask him.
You got to buckle up.
Are you ready for your triathlon?
I'm Celsius in. Yeah, I'm ready.
When is it?
It's on Saturday.
So what's that, like, first of all, what motivates you to do that? Because, like, I go for, like, a two-mile run, and I'm basically crawling back to my house.
I was icing my knees after playing pickleball.
Like, if you want a legitimate answer.
Yeah, of course. No, I want your fake answer.
Like, I was always a short-distance runner. Like, I was a sprinter in high school. I didn't run anything further than a quarter mile, 400. And then when COVID hit, I had nothing to do but run. And it was just kind of cool seeing how far I could push my endurance. Mm. So it started with half marathon and then...
Started with half marathon.
Well not like, 5K.
That's what I'm saying.
Well,
like,
I mean, like, I don't know. I would not sign up for a 5 or a 10K unless it's a, like, Thanksgiving type event.
What?
The shortest event I will sign up for is a half marathon.
People that run 5Ks on Thanksgiving need to be banned.
But it started...
I'd like to do that.
Oh, man, it's kind of fun.
No!
You run it before.
Dude. No.
Yes.
Yeah.
You wake up hungover, you get some breakfast, and then
now,
you start drinking.
Now, here's the only thing...
You know, no 5Ks on holidays.
You know, that's so the best way to get over hangovers to run.
That's
so
false.
I will say this,
no,
Travis. I will say this. I signed up for a 10K last Thanksgiving, and all my buddies, like, this is the first year we're all 21, like, we can all go out to the bars, and I did unfortunately have to leave early because I had a 10K the next day, so I will not be doing that this
just,
year. So
how
I
about,
get
how about
that.
You stay late and then do a 5K?
No, you don't. Oh, my God.
5K's early
anymore.
I could do a 5K in my sleep.
I'm just saying I could not do
5K right now.
We just need
I'm
to be banned. We don't need to be going out for a run on Thanksgiving morning. That's
why? What else are you going to do?
Wake up and start cooking.
I mean,
drink.
Typically,
hang out with
the matriarch
hey,
of my 5K, family. Cooks.
The 5K is early in the day. You're going to be back by 10.
That's what I'm saying. You start at like 7 a.m.
Are you going to be awake?
Start at 7 a.m.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What?
What if they had beer?
Tim's help me out here.
Wednesday, they serve beer afterwards.
Wednesday night.
A lot of them.
Before Thanksgiving is the biggest drinking.
Yeah, it's like
it's called
Drinksgiving.
Yeah. No, it's Drinksgiving.
So there's no way
really?
I'm running a 5K.
Oh, ours is called Blackout Wednesday.
I mean, it's called a bunch of different things. I call it Drinksgiving.
I'm not.
So I have not participated in that, and I will tell you one thing right now. Like, with I training for this half Ironman this year has been way more. It's a 70.3.
It's not even a full.
I'm not doing 140.6.
Oh, you sissy.
Yeah, thanks.
I never saw
half,
Iron
Man. Oh, one. Man, I'm half proud. By the way, if you've never seen Iron Man, what's cool is I'm running an Iron Man race in the town that they filmed Iron Man.
I have seen Iron Man. They filmed it
in
Wilmington.
I didn't know that either. So that'll be cool. Where was I going with that? I can't.
Why you got started in this craziness?
Well, first of all, I cannot wait to let go and just not care about working out, what I eat. Like, that's going to be so nice.
How does it feel crossing the finish line?
I will say this.
Like
last
is it relief?
Year, yeah. It's
accomplishment, like
accomplishment,
confidence.
Like, last year, I had a foot injury that, like, I could barely run, walk for a handful of months. It was very emotional crossing the finish line. And even though I've faced less adversity this time around, I think I'll get emotional again at the end.
Yeah, so...
Like,
no.
It's just like such a long day, like so much time you put into it. Yeah. Like, it's the
proud.
Culmination of all
so
that.
No so, no music during this. Like, what, like, no. On your bike?
No
and
music?
Mm-mm. Oh, dude.
So,
anywhere.
On your bike and run, what are you, like,
do you sing to yourself? I would sing to myself.
Honestly, like, what are you thinking? What are you doing?
Well, on the bike this year is going to be pretty quiet. So, it's just going to be kind of me thinking about just thinking about how I'm doing.
Just
really.
Like, all right, do I need to get some,
like,
gels or
just
fluids?
Monitoring fuel. Like, I'm going to be, I think it's every 5 miles I have to take.
Make sure you have the right fuel
it's
going.
It's every 5 miles I have to eat something.
Got him!
That was good. That was
what?
Good.
I missed it. What did he say?
He said, make sure you put the right fuel in.
Yeah, not diesel fuel.
Diesel.
Yeah. every 5 miles I got to eat something. I think it's drink something every 10 miles. But the run, here's what's so cool about it. Like, once you get to the run, the energy of the crowd and the environment, people are riddled throughout the entire course. Like, that brings you home.
Do you?
It really does.
Have to go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably okay. From how much water I'll drink, I'll probably go to the bathroom, like, right before the run. Or last year I did it during
did
the
you
bike.
Just do it during? Yeah.
No, I did a minute pit stop.
Why not just go?
I'm not pissing in my suit.
Why?
It's how you chafe, man.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
You can't do that. No
avoid
way.
The chafe. You don't want to chafe on this race.
You got to get your pit stop numbers up faster.
Yeah.
Faith asks, what is the name? I guess for everyone joining, I'm Andrew, Dalton Greco, Travis Rockhold.
Isn't this a racing chat? He's doing a race on Saturday, so
boom,
it is racing.
Yeah, but I'm excited. It's gonna be an early day, though.
Yeah,
I think it's 4
How
o'clock.
How much weight will you lose
up.
During this?
I don't know if I'll lose a whole lot of weight. Hopefully, I'll be able to keep all the water I sweat out. I'll be able to put that back in.
Does he drink more fluids than I do on Saturday?
No shot.
I don't think so. Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Travis is going to be focusing on a different type of fuel.
I got a football game at noon. Big one. High State, Penn State.
All right. Well, that's been...
Yeah, now we're officially off of racing. Yeah. Lee just commented nonsense.
All right, Lee.
Yeah.
Well,
if you want nonsense...
Oh, wait,
look
hold on.
No further than Dalton Greco.
Hey.
Bart Smith has some advice for you.
Who? What?
Bart Smith.
He just said... Oh, I'm reading the wrong one. What was Bart's... Michael Scott advice, carb up right before the race. Yeah, I'm going to be eating fettuccine Alfredo
by
at the start
pounds.
Line.
By the
At
pounds.
The start line. Like, the swim's about to start. Like, damn, this dude's crushing pasta right now.
Is this
now.
For the Meredith Palmer Foundation?
Yes.
Rabies.
Against rabies. That's what I'll be thinking about. I'll be thinking about how many people a year are affected by rabies during the race.
Six.
anyways, man. Yeah. But if you guys are interested in tracking me, you can download the Ironman app, click on the Wilmington race, search my name, Andrew Kurland, and you'll be able to get notifications every stop.
They put like a ankle bracelet on you?
Yep. No, legit. Like, they put in exactly what you said. They put an ankle bracelet.
I wasn't sure
on.
If it was a wristband or a chip.
No, it's a chip that you put around your ankle.
Cool. I appreciate it. I'm not going
yeah,
to.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, I actually would rather you know not know my whereabouts on Saturday.
No, actually,
here's
I can't wait to
here's
hear
a good
about
question.
It.
If the entire Dirty Mo crew was entered into a micro sprint race at Millbridge, who would win?
Legitimately, probably Tiff.
Oh,
does Dale count?
Oh,
if Dale counts, well,
I would still
Dale.
Probably.
I thought we were talking about
Tiff.
Yeah, Tiff, 100%.
But Tiff kind of grew up in that.
Yeah.
If it would be Tiff. Yeah. Between the three of us, It's me.
Yeah.
All day long.
I've seen you in your car.
Yeah. I rip it around town. It's a lot of fun. As long as she runs, it's fun. So,
Thank you, Faith, for the nice words. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, why don't we...
I'm going to text
let's
you
Let's end
a
it
bunch
before one of us gets
Friday
fired.
Night.
Why don't we do some work?
You can text me a bunch on Friday.
Yeah.
Text me at like 11 p.m. Like
yeah.
He's still up.
1 a.m.
Wake up.
Wake you up.
Yeah. I mean, I'll see you at 4 a.m. So.
I might go.
By the way, I just saw Dale's Homestead car go by.
Oh, it looks cool.
He's racing this weekend. I'm
oh,
so excited.
That's right.
So, good luck, Dale. And, yeah, we will see y'all next
week. Awesome. Thanks for tuning in.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.